Drasha for Seder Ekev, Tavshin Samaches. Mitzvahs Kalos, Sha'odam Dosh Ba'akevav. Simple mitzvahs that people trample on. V'hoya Ekev Tishmu'un. Rashi says, Ekev refers to the mitzvahs that a person tramples with his heel. If you will keep those mitzvahs, then God will reward you richly. The obvious question is, does a person who is a Shomer Torah mitzvahs ever trample on any mitzvahs? What is this concept of trampling on mitzvahs? Perhaps the idea of Disha doesn't mean to trample, but rather Disha is one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos, which is to separate the food from the husk by threshing. And this is the idea of mitzvahs kalas sha'odam dosh bi'akevav. These are the details of the mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah. And these are the parts that a person separates. And he concentrates more time and spends more time and puts more importance in the more important parts of the mitzvah and does not put time and concentration into what he considers the less important parts of the mitzvah. So he's over on Disha. He is separating what he considers the husk from the essence that's really important. Now, the mitzvahs have two concepts to them. One is the intrinsic value of the mitzvah itself, and the other is the command of the king. Now, it could be that when it comes to the intrinsic value of the mitzvah, there are different gradations of importance of various mitzvahs and various parts of mitzvahs. But when it comes to the command of the king, they're all equal, because they all emanate from the same source, from the same commander. And this is the foundation of everything, because the foundation of mitzvahs is that it's God's command. Only after that do we have the idea of doing it because of the essence of the mitzvah itself. That's the concept of Nasa V'Nishma. And therefore, since we're talking about the foundation and the root of all mitzvahs, so the foundation and the root, every little thing is important. Because when you get to a root or a seed, every little seed is important. It's specifically the small things that are important. The same thing goes with the foundation. The smallest crack in a foundation can endanger the entire building. And in that respect, the husk that you thresh becomes the foundation of the person that walks on it. It forms a foundation for him. So even though when it comes to the intrinsic value of the husk vis-a-vis the food, the husk is not as important, but when it comes to serving as a foundation, as something that a person stands on, the could be the husk is even more important. And that's why in Mida Keneged Mida, because a person is concerned with even the details of the mitzvahs, because he recognizes that the foundation of the mitzvah is listening to the command of the king, which is the ultimate Yiras Shamayim. That's why Ekev Chochma, Yiras Hashem, the Chochma of Ekev, of understanding the heel, of understanding this foundation, understanding that there are no mitzvahs that are more important or less important, that is the concept of Yiras Shamayim. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard you, V'shomer Hashem Lecha, he will guard and protect and anticipate the reward and give you the reward in every possible way to cover all bases, because what you're doing is complete and the reward will therefore be complete. And that is V'shomer Hashem Lokech Lechos HaBris. By fulfilling mitzvahs, even what appear to be not so important, but doing it because that is the king's command, so then you are creating an attachment, a bris, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means later on in the Sedra, kol ha-mitzvah. Make sure that you keep not only all the mitzvos, but all of the mitzvah. don't separate between the various parts, keep the mitzvah completely, with all of its parts. The Rabbeinu Bachya adds a dimension to this, and he says that this includes mitzvahs that one fulfills by walking to them, going to visit the sick, or to comfort the mourner, or to go learn Torah, or to daven, and so on. Now here also, these are not intrinsic mitzvahs themselves, but they're going in the direction of a mitzvah because God told you to go in that direction. So here you are fulfilling the command of the king, even though intrinsically the advice of the doctor, the intrinsic value of the mitzvah is not there. And that's why it also includes doing lifni meshuras hadin, doing beyond the letter of the law. The letter of the law is something specific where there can be an intrinsic value. Beyond the letter of the law is doing God's will, where there's no specific command on a specific thing, but it's just in general doing the will of the king. We just recently celebrated Tu B'Av, which was a tremendous yontif. And one of the reasons is because on that day they buried Harugei Beitar and the bodies had not decomposed in the 3 years since the Romans had killed them. And the obvious question is, what's the big yontif? These people didn't come back to life. But the idea is that this represented the seeds and the foundation of the future. That even though there was a destruction, the destruction was not finished and was not a final thing, but there were always the seeds and the foundation for the future, and that's what it represented, that the bodies were able to be buried. Burials like planting something, and they hadn't decomposed because this was not final. There was a hope for the future, and in the future, in the foundation, every little thing is important, and therefore they made a yontif for these little kindnesses, that the bodies didn't decompose and they were able to be buried. Very small, seemingly insignificant things. But when you're looking towards the future, you're looking towards the seeds and the foundation of what is important, then even the little things are very, very important. And that's why on this day they made dances and circles and shidduchim, because that's the idea. The shidduch is the very first seed of this union, which eventually will be solemnized by a marriage and children. But the very first level is the shidduch, is the actual match. That's what they did on Tu B'Av, and that's why they did it in a circle. A circle shows this idea where everything in the circle is equal to the center, and everything is equal and the same when it comes to the completeness of a circle. There's no more important or less important. So this is the lesson, that if we keep even the mitzvahs that seem to be intrinsically less important, but we understand that there's an aspect of the mitzvahs which make them all equally important, because they're all the command of the same God, then we will deserve a complete, and soon in our days, that complete reward, where HaKadosh Baruch will bring the perfect society, B'vias Goel Tzedek M'heirav Yomeinu.